Let's take a look at the prospectuses for the sample mutual fund that we discussed in Lecture 4, the Investment Company of America. Now, you see two links, right? The first one is the full prospectus. This is the prospectus that was required to be given to all potential investors, all new investors, before they could put money into the fund. And they were supposed to read it. All 40 pages, cover to cover. Right. Nobody read them. And so finally, the Securities and Exchange Commission said, all right, you can create a summary prospectus, 8 pages, because we know people don't read them. Interesting little story. I was terrified many years ago, like many people, of investing in stocks. Not that I didn't intellectually understand the potential. I just was worried about losing money, which is not fun, let me tell you. And I was working for, as I said, a brokerage firm in my Please Introduce Myself post on Blackboard. I was working for a brokerage firm, and I was frightened to put money into the stock market. Just, I didn't want to do it. I was putting it into my 403B at work, but the second in command showed me a mutual fund. This was it, right? He showed me this one and another company. And I took the material home and read it and just read everything. I read the prospectus cover to cover. And I came back and I said, you know, that was really interesting. I like this. Could you show me the other one? Can I read the prospectus to the other one? And she looked at me oddly, and she said, you read the prospectus? I said, yeah, I read it. And she said, you serious? I said, yeah. I mean, you're going to be putting money with these people. Doesn't it make sense to read it? And she goes, she says, I don't know anybody who's ever read a prospectus. I've never read a prospectus. And she had been in the industry for 20 years. So it's a cute little story. But I do want you to at least skim through these things, especially the summary. Because what you're going to see is something that looks very familiar. You're going to see the fee schedule, the stuff that the mutual fund companies really don't want you to understand. And you'll see that that's where I got all the information. There's actually a whole lot more for share classes that we didn't discuss, the retirement, the R shares, and the 529 plan shares. But the most important ones are the ABC and the financial advisor shares. And there's also going to be information about the fund's objectives, how they're going to try to make money. What are the risks? Who is the management? And in the full prospectus are the descriptions of the sales charge breakpoints and the Class B shares, contingent deferred sales charges. So please peruse these, and I think I told you this already. They are really actually very useful documents. Why? Because if you are having insomnia, right, just pick up one of these things and read it, and sure enough, you'll be sleeping very soundly, very quickly. Do most people even get the prospectus in paper form anymore? No, you click here on the website, and that tells us that you read the prospectus. Uh-huh. Don't be one of those people who just clicks here. Know your investment. All right, enough said.